Hi, I'm Mark Simon.
And I'm Jeannie Simon.
And you're listening to Days Gone By on WGBB.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello and wiggle to you all. This is Peter Fitzgerald. So happy to be back at the mic. That's my favorite thing in the world, just to be staring at a big, long, hard microphone on Days Gone By. I'm so happy Dave let me be here because, well, I've been looking for a job. I've been fired again. I can't seem to hold a job for more than a couple of months. Has to do with, certain actions that it's either being fired or being brought up on charges. So I figure firing's better, but then I'm going to go out and make some money in this world. So I thought I would turn to two very lovely people. They're hetero, they're straight, but it's okay. Sometimes I can even talk to breeders. And their names are Mark Simon and Jean Simon, and they've written a book about resumes and how to get jobs and all sorts of cool, icky things like that. Hello, Mark and Gina. Are you there? Are you on the phone?
We're here, Peter.
How you doing, Peter?
Oh, I'm so good. My Peter is doing wonderfully. Thank you so much. How are you folks doing?
Well, we're just all tingly to talk to you.
Oh, goody. Oh, wiggle. Oh, yay. So tell me about your book.
Well, our book is called Your Resume Sucks.
Kind of like my ex-boyfriend. Hello. Thank you.
Hello. And we have expert resume writing advice in there, and we have the top five resume rebel rules. Mark and I call ourselves the resume rebels.
The resume rebel. Oh, does that mean you wear leather?
You know, at times, but we...
Would I
be safe around you if I was wearing it that way?
No, I don't think you would be safe around me if you were wearing
an
Eskimo parka. Oh, I just reach into that parka and woo! I find your vitae really quick, if you know what I'm saying. Ooh. So what are your five rebel rules? Rebel. Ooh.
Well, the first rule is you have to have a job title at the top of your resume.
No job title, no job.
Ooh. So in other words, you have to sort of say the kind of job you're going for, not just, hello, I'm here, I'm queer, I'm fabulous. I tried
that might work for some of your friends,
right,
but it won't work for getting a job.
Right.
So, but what if the job you're trying to go turns out to be not really what you put on the resume?
Change your resume.
Well, yes, but it's too late once you've handed it in.
Well, that's part of where research comes in. I mean, part of it is you want to know what people are offering, what kind of job positions there are before you go in. You need to know what to tell them, and you need to be able to put your resume in the proper order so it best supports what that job title is.
All right. That's a good advice. What's another rebel? Not really rebellious, I don't think, but keep going.
Well, here's something that's rebellious. We say do not put dates on your resume because dates date you.
Oh, my goodness. I've had so many dates hate me. They wake up, they're handcuffed, they're screaming. I'm like, I just went to get bagels 2.5 hours later. Yes.
Well, we won't put that on your resume.
No, I think not.
Well, you were talking a moment ago that you can't seem to hold down a job for more than a couple months. So if we put dates on your resume, what do you think that would look like where every 2 months there's another job there? But if we took dates off, they won't know how long you had any one of them. And it could actually work to your benefit showing experience, not the fact that you're just whatever you are that you can't hold a job.
I've also heard that they sort of like a man going into a gay bar. They're always looking for gaps. If they see dates and they see a gap of more than half a year, they're going to be like, what happened there?
Well, we want to avoid gaps.
Yeah.
So maybe that's because I'm a breeder.
Well, when you're on the railroad, you really want to avoid the gaps, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, the other thing is, if you put dates on there, like, for instance, graduation dates from a college, they'll try to figure out how old you are.
And that, I guess there's an ageism factor, and you don't want that happening.
That's right.
Certainly.
Both for being young and for being old.
Right. Sometimes you can go the other way, too. You might be considered too young for a job.
Sweetie, I only wish. Darling, you made my day, let me tell you. Okay, give me another rebel rule. Rebel, tear your dress.
Okay, here's another one. This is also a little rebellious now.
Okay.
So you don't want to use what we call the worthless duh objective statement because they all say the same thing, and that is, I want a job.
Duh. Well, mine says I want to get laid. I knew I should change that. Oh.
You know, that might work for you.
Depending on where you're going, that actually might work. Yeah. If you want to work in Hollywood, that helps.
Yeah.
So, if I put down, so I have to be more specific. Like if I put on my resume, I want a hot man inside me. That would do better, you think?
That would work better.
Well, but you'd have to figure out how to put that into a job title. Like catcher.
Couldn't I just draw a little picture of a fist? But seriously, folks. So wait a minute. What is the actual rule there about what were you saying? The objective.
Yeah, don't put an objective statement. So many people put an objective statement, and like I said, it doesn't mean anything. You know, like saying we read a lot of them that say, "I want a job where I can advance rapidly and
use
make
my skills
right and make a lot of money." Well, yeah, that's just good for you.
Yeah, they all said that. That's why we put a replace it, get rid of it, replace it with a job title. When I'm flipping through resumes, I've got 50 to 100 I need to fly through in just a moment. I'm only going to pull out the ones that are the job position that I'm looking to hire. I don't even look at the other ones. So if you don't have a job title, I'm not even looking at your resume.
Well, may I ask why you're looking for are you the president of a company or are you in personnel somewhere?
Well, a lot of times, Jeannie and I have worked for over 20 years in the entertainment industry, so we're often crewing up big projects.
Oh. Well, wiggle.
Well, plus, we own 5 companies between us, and we hire a lot of people. Mark has an animation house, and we see a lot. We see, I don't know how many, hundreds a year. Artist resumes and writer resumes. You know, anything having to do with production.
Oh, I can doodle. I can make little squiggles.
Oh.
Doodle. Oh, you mean with a pencil.
Well put. I think you want to doodle my noodle. I think that's what's really going on here. That's the subtext. We need to get Jean out of the room for a bit.
She
protects me here.
Oh, well.
Odd person out here.
So let me give you some of my experience, and you see how I can shape that and make a better resume. And see, I was a Boy Scout troop leader.
Oh.
And I only a couple of the kids went missing. But the bodies were found. It was not a problem. It had nothing to do with that.
Well, have you thought about possibly seeing if you wanted to have an assistant position working for Mark Foley?
This is true. If I worked for Mark Foley, I would not just be a page. I would be a whole chapter, let me tell you. Thank you. I was waiting for the last one.
That was good. Very good.
I was a congressional page for Barney Frank and for Ted Kennedy, oddly enough.
Oh.
There was no sexual tension there. Well, there was for him, but not for me. That's just one of those things. I ran the laundromat for the Rockville Center Catholic Diocese because I was just very good at getting out certain stains from cassocks.
That's very valuable.
So how do I spin that? Because they'll ask why I was fired, and that had to do with, well, other stains on the cassocks. But so if people look at that, and I'm going for, say, a really hoity-toity big job at a law firm, how do I say, do I call myself clothing engineer?
Well, we'd have to kind of look deeper and figure out what's actually relevant to doing that job that you want and which one goes first. So another reason for not putting dates is we want to make sure that we take your experience and put it in order of the most relevant up top.
If you can't
do that.
That's interesting. That is a new way of doing things. That's just having everything that's really relevant first, even if they're out of order or something like that.
Order doesn't matter. Your experience matters.
Nice.
If I did something last year or last week, does it really matter if I've done it?
Well, and here's something else talking about order. A lot of people put education first before their work experience.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I want to put that at the very, very end.
Not at all. And it's different in different areas. Like being in the arts, your education pretty much doesn't matter at all. I mean, I've worked on over 2,500 different productions, and I've never even been asked if I have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it, all animation, or what else do you do?
Well, I started as an art director and production designer in feature films.
Uh-huh.
So I've designed and directed. I've directed a lot of animated shorts and a lot of commercials. And I've storyboarded on anywhere from TV series, feature films, commercials, and whatnot.
Did you do the art direction on Manhole 4?
No. Not on that one, but there are a few that you might be familiar with.
Meat Lickers 13? Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, my goodness, the set design on that. And it got messy, too, towards the end.
That could work. I actually did work on Slave Girls from Beyond Infinity, though.
Was there a sequel about slave boys?
Are you
thinking of one?
No, I think they're looking for a writer and producer. Are you
Wiggle! Oh, Wiggle, yes! Oh, my gosh!
You know
I can dream it, I can make it happen.
Hollywood executive, that's your job title.
That's
what we're going
Hollywood
for now.
Executive.
I'll put that right, as you suggest, that'll be the title of my resume. Hollywood, I can put a little S as like a funny, a cute little pun thing right before executive. So it's Hollywood sex executive.
Oh.
See? That's using my noodle. That'll get me some good jobs of the blow variety, but you know, what else did I do? Oh, I was personal assistant to Neil Patrick Harris. That was fun.
That's great
when I got there, but, well, wiggle. I have
that could be your first item under job experience.
There you go.
That's very good.
Did you help bring him out?
I coaxed him out. I tugged him out. I pulled him out, literally, if you know what I'm saying. But, you know, it was a lovely job. And what else did I do? Oh, yes, I ran the Meat Shack Bookstore and Winery on Christopher Street.
Management.
Management skills.
There you go. And I kept a lot of those folks up, if you know what I'm saying. And now, of course, I'm the vice president of Wigglefar, the Woodmere Gay and Lesbian Front and Rear. So I have some union experience. Usually I coagle kind of union, if you know what I'm saying.
Ah, that kind of
See,
union.
That's excellent. And we could put that under affiliations on your resume.
Yeah. Oh, I love the way you guys think. Is there a way that I can... Do you have a book? Of course you have a book. Your resume sucks. How can people get it?
Well, you can go to our website at yourresumesucks.biz. B-I-Z.
Oh, yourresumesucks.jiz. Oh, sorry. Was that biz?
No,
B?
B.
Well, I'm so sorry. I just get confused about
that. You know what? But that brings up a point. I think something else we should throw on your resume, which is your bilingual. English and Lisbian.
Well, I guess the tongue with the lingual thing counts for quite a lot, doesn't it? So one or two more real suggestions, useful things for people who have what they think is a good resume. But,
you know, one of the things that we see, it's not one of our top, we've actually have 42 rules, but we usually just talk about the top five. But one of the rules is no paragraphs. So many people try to explain things on the resume. Everything should be short and bullet points because you know what? None of us ever read a resume. We glance at it.
Good point. Okay, so it's one thing. So if you list where you worked, then it's just bullet point, what you did. So really quick sort of like that.
And what we say is, if you're a cashier, you don't want to put on there a bullet point that you took money. You know, that's the duh factor. We kind of
know that.
But what you want to put on is what you did beyond your job title.
Like molesting the little children when they were going over the conveyor belt.
That would be one of the first ones on the list.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's adult-oriented, yes.
Did you know that there's an extra 20 cents added if the finger goes in? It's a very interesting thing. I didn't know that, but I learned.
You're boasting now.
Well, yeah.
Is that a tax?
I've got a long finger. It's God's gift.
Now, Peter, did we tell you that I also write resumes for people?
Aha, so if people are too stupid to do it themselves...
I'll do it for you.
Ooh, how much do you charge for something like that?
Well, it depends on where you are in your career. So I charge by entry-level, mid-level career, and then the seasoned professional.
So if someone wanted to enter me, how much would that be?
Well, let's see. It's 100, and Mark's, you know, we just changed our prices. Mark's going to look that up for me.
Oh, well.
But we do have a special at the moment.
Ooh, wiggle.
And that is if you log onto our website and purchase one of our services in 48 hours.
You can
hours,
purchase my service. Many people have.
It's just so cheap. You get $40 off on your order.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That's a pretty good deal.
Are you of the mind that some people said fit it all on one page, or are there other people where it says, no, you can do two or three pages?
Well, it depends. I mean, typically we try to get it in on one page, but if you really can support two pages, like I've done, I think, two resumes now for people, and they really did have, and they were mid-level career people, so they had a lot of experience. So I think two is fine.
Two is good. I find it sometimes hard to get it all in one, which is why I do threesomes. But, you know.
Hey.
Just a little humor there. A little wiggle humor for you.
So, Peter, what would you consider yourself? Mid-career level?
Oh, I'm still sort of entry level in my way. Because I've flitted through so many things. What was that? I missed that.
You just like to enter.
Wiggle! Oh, you're good at that. You should have a different resume just for yourself saying Punmeister. I like that. I like you.
Very good at
Ooh.
it.
I think I'd like Mark to work on my resume, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to see where you put your resume.
You can reorder it, if you know. You can put whatever you want, wherever you want.
Aren't you afraid of paper cuts?
Oh, I've had worse. Carpet burns, oh my goodness. So, Mark and Gene Simon, one more bit of advice for people who are looking for work and want to spice up and spruce up their resume.
All right. Lies equal goodbyes. Never lie on your resume. People have a tendency to overinflate what their actual job position was.
Yeah.
And that's really dangerous because everything can be checked so easily online these days.
Do people check? Do they really? I mean, you can lie about the level of your position after you're at the company. They can check whether you were there. And if you were, you're okay, no?
Well, but I'll tell you what, it's so easy to check what people actually did because you can find other people and ask them so easily. But other things happen. Let me give you a quick little story. When I was art directing my second movie called Death Row Game Show, you would love it.
I've heard of that, yeah.
This was a low-budget piece of trash. Anyway. So
is that the bullet point on your resume when you're
yeah.
going for a
well, I did have
trash.
I did have on my resume experiences I actually admit to. That was the title.
And
sure.
References upon subpoena.
Yeah. Which would be a good one for you.
What?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right, so anyways, I'm casting people to work for me in the art department. It's my second movie. A guy walks in, hands me his resume. The first thing on his resume is my only other credit. So not only was he stupid enough to steal a credit, he wasn't smart enough to check to see whose it was that he stole.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'd never seen him before.
And he couldn't have had one little gaffer grip job and you wouldn't have noticed him. I mean,
he listed my exact credit from my previous movie.
Oh, my goodness. What did you tell him? How did you dispose of him?
Well, you played with him for a while.
Oh, did you? Oh, tell me. Wiggle!
See, you're going to like Mark even more.
you're going to get me in trouble here, Jeannie.
How did you play with him?
Well, I started asking him, really, you worked on that. Who was on that movie? What did you do? Oh, did you work on this part or that part? And he kept stammering through. I said, look, I've never seen you before, and I did this.
Oops.
Get out of here. And I just booted him right out the door.
Ooh. So you see, like 100 people would tell that story, and then there'd be one or two people who'd say, I admired his moxie. I hired him on the spot. But not you.
Moxie is not lying. Moxie is going in with a huge ego, like how I got started. I actually got one of my jobs because the producer looked at the director and said, wow, he was really cocky. And she goes, yeah, isn't that great? You think he'll ever let us down?
Ooh.
And hired me.
Yes, that's good. This is good. Well, that's a good idea. What about you, Gene? Any good stories like that?
Well, I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
When I was living out in Hollywood, I was having a hard time finding work. So I took my resumes, and if you go down to Hollywood Boulevard there, there's just tons of production companies. You just, in all those buildings, you just have to walk in and find people. So that's what I did. I walked in, I'd give my resume to whoever I could meet, you know, preferably producers, but
right.
Production managers, whoever. So I went in this one office, and I didn't hear, there was nobody out front, and typically there's a receptionist, but there was no one, but I heard voices in the back, so I wandered back there. And my maiden name is Pappas, which is Greek.
Yeah.
The guy looks at my resume and he says, oh, you're a Greek girl. I said, yeah. He goes, I know a great commercial director in town. He's Greek. He loves to hire Greeks. I'm going to give him a call. So he calls the guy. He said, you got to meet this girl. So I ended up meeting him. Turned out to be a great guy. And he hired me on his next two commercials.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
just,
as I've always said, you can't go wrong when you go Greek.
Heard that one,
I took
yes.
my Greek people. That's all. Wiggle. But that does make... You've got to always be ready because you never know. You always dress well. That's what I've always heard.
Well, the other thing is, for her, it wasn't just mailing out or in these days, emailing your resume.
Right.
She got out there and met people face-to-face, and that's where you land jobs.
That's a very good point. Well, I want to thank so much... Mark Simon and Gene Simon for landing here in the neighborhood with me, Peter Fitzgerald. Please remind people one more time where they can get your lovely booking, all your services that you do of jiggling resumes and twiggling your little woody things.
Well, check out our website, which is yourresumesucks.biz. That's B-I-Z. You can order our book from our website. You can also take a look at our resume writing services, and we have lots of freebies.
Ooh, freebies. I love it. They're almost as good as quickies. Almost.
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 Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, terrific, fabulous day.
Thank you, Peter.
It was awesome, Peter. Thanks.